This is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 351. Hope you're all doing great, and thank you for all the kind messages about last week's 350th show. It's awesome to reach that milestone, so thanks again to the listeners, to Radio America, who syndicates the show, to the radio stations that pick it up, the podcast platforms, and of course, to the sponsors. We have a great show planned for you today with four guests. In a moment, we're going to kick things off with Pixis Drones and why a drone show may be better than a fireworks display. And it's a timely chat, given the 4th of July is coming up. After that, we learn about indoor and outdoor cameras with a company called RioLink. Then, tech experts Mario Armstrong and Amber Mack are on hand to share some summer-related tech ideas and much more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly, including a Facebook live chat where you may win a laptop. But let's officially kick off this week's show with our first interview. Hey, if you haven't yet seen a drone light show, well, wow, you need to, as they're mesmerizing, how they're coordinated, illuminated, choreographed groups of drones dancing in the skies that can also create a much larger image by all flying together. To tell us more, we're joined by Pixis Drones. Its president is with us, Bernard Ozarowski. Hey, Bernard, thanks for your time today.
Mark, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, before we talk about drone shows and how they may be better than, say, a massive fireworks display, let's just bring everybody up to speed about what a recreational drone is.
Sure. So recreational drones are drones that are used primarily by normal citizens to go about, think of a DJI drone that you could buy at Walmart or Best Buy or something like that, that you could put up in the sky to look at locations around you, film things, stuff like that. And this would be distinct from a commercial use drone that could be used for, say, carrying freight or monitoring animal migratory patterns, or what we do with light show swarm drones.
Got it. Swarm drones. Yeah. So with that in mind, tell us about Pixis Drones, the company, and what you do.
Sure. So we do giant drone light shows in the sky all throughout North America and the Caribbean. We tend to work with large brand partners and at big events to tell a story in the sky. Big part of our commitment in what we do is obviously it's one thing to put 500 drones up in the sky to create a logo or to create an image. We love to find the moments of storytelling and of real emotional connection to the people who are seeing our shows from the ground.
Can you give us an example of a story element that can be told in the sky?
Sure. So one easy example is the show that we did for the Miami Dolphins last year for Monday Night Football. And the way that we told a story there is first we put up that giant Welcome to Miami sign and the sort of 80s orange and teals that you would expect. So we're setting the scene. What are we doing in Miami? We put up the Monday Night Football logo to show what we're there for. Well, the first question anyone would have What's the matchup? So Titans and Dolphins. Who's going to win? The Dolphins logo comes out of it ahead. And then we tell the story of the game in the sky. So we put the X's and O's up of what the players are going to look like. Then we put Tua up in the sky, throwing a football. The football flies through the sky in the air. The Dolphins touchdown shows up. And what happens when the Dolphins score a touchdown? Well, there needs to be a celebration. So we had Tyreek doing his backflip, Jalen Waddle doing his Waddle dance, Dolphins win with a foam finger. It's not war and peace, but it's a way to tell a story and build a connection to the audience.
Love that. Thank you for sharing that, Bernard. So what would you say then are the advantages to a drone show like this versus traditional fireworks?
I think the storytelling and the emotional component of these shows is unique compared to fireworks. We did a show for Netflix for a property called One Piece, which had been around for 30 years in manga and 15 years anime form. And there's a moment in that where the mentor figure puts a straw hat on the protagonist main character. We put on the show for 2,500 One Piece fans. They lost their minds. It was like a Game 7 walk-off home run. To see the reactions. And there's another component too, which is environmental. And if you've ever seen a fireworks show up close or been underneath one, as I have when we've synced up drones with fireworks, it rains all this detritus down, all this sort of environmental risk. And especially as we look at areas afflicted by, you know, climate change and things like that, the concerns around fire are very substantial. The concerns around environmental impact, especially over water, is significant with fireworks, and drones don't carry any of those sort of risks.
Yeah, fair. And it's also not as loud, of course, which could upset dogs, you know, shaking under the bed kind of thing.
It's dogs, and that's a big part of it. We actually, with Stella and Chewy's, we did the first pet-friendly fireworks show last year and made fireworks out of drones and targeted it out to pet owners and dog owners to come out to Santa Monica Pier. But beyond our four-legged friends, it's also folks who are suffering from PTSD, people who are neurodivergent.
Sure. Yeah, great point.
Giant communal experiences that you expect to see around the 4th of July or New Year's, holidays like that. It opens up new lanes for those folks to be part of these larger gatherings.
That's a great point, Bernard. I never even thought about vets or those who may be sensitive to loud noises and all that. That's great. We are chatting with Bernard Ozarowski. He is president of a company called Pixis Drones. We're learning about drone light shows, these swarming drones that can make images and words in the sky, change colors. It's all animated, telling a story, as Bernard said, and being used for large events. And that kind of leads me to my next question. This must be much more expensive than using fireworks. Environment aside, so you are more geared towards cities and major businesses like a music festival or a Super Bowl, that kind of thing, and not the average person who wants to put on a drone show for their neighbors during a holiday or something.
I mean, candidly, that is true right now, but if you also think about it to the scale of fireworks, there's a big difference between, you know, the stuff you buy and set off in your backyard versus the things that you see when you go to a big community gathering or a sporting event for fireworks. Really much the same way with drones, because we are flying, our average show size is over 300. The bulk of the shows that we're going to be doing the rest of this year are 500 drones or more. There's a scale to what we're doing, which is difficult for any sort of normal person looking to work with drones.
Yeah, fair enough.
To bring to life.
All right. So again, big events, it's more your clientele. I get it. Makes sense to me. Before we wrap up and talk what the future looks like, what kinds of drones do you use? For those listening who do like to fly drones recreationally, are these off-the-shelf DJI models?
They're not off-the-shelf DJI models. We use a specialty drone that is specifically designed for flying drone light shows. We work with a company called Uvify on the development of the drones. And essentially, they're very simple in some ways, very complicated in others. They can't carry a payload. They can't take video. But what they do have built into them is a module at the bottom of the drone, which is roughly the equivalent of 3.5 car headlamps of light, which is how we're able to create any color in the sky to tell these stories. So it's a different sort of technology. And essentially, we need to have one pilot piloting 500 drones at a time. So the technology is built to work in that sort of swarm drone infrastructure.
Not to geek out too much here, but obviously they're all wirelessly connected to a program, maybe on someone's computer. Is it Wi-Fi? Is it cellular? How are they all talking to one another?
There are two different ways that we connect to the drones on site. We have a proprietary Wi-Fi network that we set up in each location that we fly. We also have a secondary backup channel that we do through a primarily 915, but obviously if we're flying a different country, then the frequency can change, but we connect to the drones through RTK as well. Usually we are connected to between 28 and 34 satellites every time we fly a show.
Cool.
Which allows us to make any sort of micro adjustments or any tweaks that are necessary and serves as a safety override if there's ever any reason to pause a show.
Speaking of safety, what happens in the event one loses power or it slams into another one and it falls out of the sky? I'm assuming you don't want spectators to be directly underneath the drones.
The two basic safety rules are that we don't fly over people and we don't fly over open roadways. All of our shows are protected by geofences, both a soft and a hard geofence. If for any reason a drone were to fly away and hit the soft geofence, it's programmed to return home.
Cool.
And if for any reason a drone went past the soft geofence, it hits a hard geofence. The drones are all hard-coded that if they hit that geofence, they drop. And we build our safety perimeters, a little basic trigonometry of the highest heights of the drones, the fastest they go, and we build out a safety perimeter accordingly to ensure there's never any risk that a drone comes into contact with a spectator.
Got it. And then what does the future look like for drone shows? Because it's obviously a relatively young industry.
It is a young industry. It's really only been a viable product in the U.S. and North America for about 3 years now. And in that time, we have seen massive technological development. We just upgraded our fleet so that all of our drones are capable of blinking the lighting modules at 24 frames per second, which is the same number of frames per second that you would see in conventional hand-drawn animation or video games. So we're hitting a place where what we're able to do in the sky creatively is improving by leaps and bounds, even in the last 6 months. The way I like to think of it is this is, to make a video game analogy, we're in the Atari era of what this technology can be, but it is not going to take us 50 years to get to a PlayStation 5.
I love that analogy. Right up my alley, too. All right, and then finally, for those listening, maybe those who work for a municipality that could use your services or an enterprise-grade business that has the budget for this kind of stuff, where could they go to contact you and see some of your videos in action?
Of course. We're located on the web at Pixis, P-I-X-I-S, pixisdrones.com. Same handle on Instagram. I'd recommend giving us a follow on Instagram to see some of the cool things that we're putting up in the sky.
And what is Pixis, P-I-X-I-S?
It's a playoff of pixels. If you think about the pixels of light that make up an image on a screen, it's a playoff of that in the sky.
Great. All right, pixisdrones.com. Bernard Ozarowski has been our guest. Thanks so much for your time, Bernard. Can't wait to check out those videos online.
Mark, really fun conversation. I appreciate the time.
When we return on Tech It Out, I'll let you know about that Facebook live chat with Intel and the laptop giveaway that I've sourced. And we'll talk security cameras with RioLink. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you're having a fantastic day so far. If you are listening to this show on the weekend and it's not yet Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern or 11 a.m. Pacific, be sure to join me on Facebook Live for a live and interactive chat about looking for a new PC. It is sponsored by my biggest partner on Tech It Out, Intel, but I promise you it's not a giant commercial for Intel. I will be answering your questions, even the tough ones, about what to look for in a new laptop and what an AI PC is exactly. The reason why I said, well, it depends when you're listening to this show, because some radio stations air this episode of Tech It Out as late as Monday morning. New York's WTBQ and WGHT, I'm looking at you. So I apologize if you've missed this Facebook chat, or maybe you're listening to this in podcast form and, you know, it's already the week of the 24th. But hey, there's always another one in the works. But on Sunday, June 23rd at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, you can tune in to my Facebook Live on my Facebook account to answer questions about what to look for in a new laptop. What's the whole AI thing all about, and why AI on device instead of AI in the cloud? Why do you need it on your laptop when there are programs like ChatGPT or Google Gemini that you can access on the internet? So I'll answer all of your questions. My Facebook page is simply facebook.com/MarkSaltzman. So facebook.com/MarkSaltzman. And I am providing a giveaway to a lucky listener either in the US or in Canada that asks a question during the Facebook live chat, which should run about 45 minutes or so. It'll be a random draw for one lucky listener, 18 years of age or older in either country. It's going to be an Acer Swift Go 14. It's a touchscreen. It is a Windows laptop. So I can't wait to chat with you all on Sunday if you're hearing this beforehand. If you missed any of this because you're driving, you could just go to my website, marksaltzman.com, MarkSaltzman.com. Send me a message from there and I will reply back to you with a link to my Facebook page to join the 2 p.m. live chat on Sunday the 23rd, 2 p.m. Eastern or 11 a.m. Pacific. You can do the math if you're on Central or Mountain Time, but looking forward to that with Intel and Costco as well. Great partners of mine. You may not know that I write for Costco Connection magazine. It was my 20th anniversary in March and I'm on their TVs as well. If you go to a Costco warehouse in the U.S. right now, you'll see me talking about Intel Core Ultra laptops and what an AI PC is and all that. So looking forward to answering your questions on Sunday. All right, without further ado, let's get to our next interview with Riolink, a company that makes some pretty stellar indoor and outdoor cameras. Whether there are more break-ins in your neighborhood, increased instances of porch pirates taking off with packages, or you simply want some extra peace of mind to keep an eye on your home, whether you're inside or away from it, security cameras are becoming more affordable, easier to install, and with a handful of cool features. To learn about Riolink, which offers a vast selection of wired and wireless security cameras, we're joined by Guy Pithy. He's Riolink's Vice President for North America. Hi, Guy. Thanks for your time today.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great. So before we talk about specific solutions that you've got, some products from the Riolink family, please tell us a bit about the company, Riolink.
Absolutely. Riolink is a leading provider of innovative security solutions for your home or business. Riolink was founded in 2009, and since then we've been dedicated and focusing on really providing innovative solutions that are cost-effective, easy to use, and affordable. We've got a really wide range of everything from entry-level Wi-Fi or IP camera solutions to a solar-powered range of cameras that are powered by solar panels. We also have LTE solutions that work off cellular networks, which are really cool. Mm-hmm. And then we have a professional line of NVR solutions, network video recorders, as well as power over Ethernet cameras that connect to your network or directly to the network video recorder.
Okay, great. So these are mostly outdoor cameras.
Mostly outdoor cameras. We do have a few indoor cameras, but the majority of our cameras that we sell and design are designed to go outdoor, weather rated,
right,
to go withstand extreme conditions.
And why do you think these are popular, Guy?
Outdoor cameras are very popular. First off, it's your first line of defense on your property or your business.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are they provide instant notifications if someone does walk on your property. You can log on to that camera and see live footage, and you can also download recorded footage. So it's really your first line of defense, and it's also a major deterrent.
Yeah, good point. So it's a deterrent, but then you also have some video footage should you need it. And then depending on which unit you go with, how you share that footage with, say, the authorities will vary. But let's focus on the Riolink E-Series today. And why don't we start with the E560? What is it and who is it for?
The E560 is a really cool, compact, outdoor or indoor rated camera. It's 4K resolution, so it's super high resolution. It has pan, tilt, and zoom, so it has 355 degrees pan, so you can control the camera left and right. It also has 50 degree tilt control, so you've got you can control the camera up and down. It's Wi-Fi 6, so it's the latest Wi-Fi protocol. It's dual Wi-Fi band, so it's 2.4 and 5 gigahertz, so it's very easy to set up on your Wi-Fi network. It records locally to a micro SD, and the E560s, we've included a 64 gigabyte memory card with this camera. So everything's recorded locally. You don't have to pay for any cloud subscription.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a great option because a lot of people don't like spending money on monthly subscriptions these days.
Mm-hmm.
The 64 gigabyte memory is upgradable to 128 gigabyte. It has two-way torque, spotlight, and siren. So it's a great camera to put in your front garden or your business or your back garden because you can monitor the whole viewing angle of your front property or the back property.
We'll hear more about this camera and another one from RioLink when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 a.m. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out.
Tech It Out
with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Guy Pithy. He is RioLink's VP for North America. We're learning about its outdoor cameras, specifically the E-Series, first starting with the 560, and then we're going to move into a battery-based model in a moment. Before the break, Guy, you are going to tell us about controlling the camera. I understand it has pan, tilt, and zoom support.
Yep, and you can control the pan, tilt, zoom via the app. So if you log on remotely, you can control the camera. The camera also has auto tracking. So if it detects someone on your property, the camera actually will follow someone until they're out of view.
So for this wired E560 guy, how much does it cost and where's the best place to buy it?
It's retailing for $139.99 right now. So really competitively priced. We've got promos running down to $119 in the next couple of months. And you can find this product on BestBuy.com. And we're actually in 727 Best Buy stores right now. So your local Best Buy has got this camera on the shelves.
All right. Awesome. Now let's pivot and talk about the E-Series, the model called B360. The B stands for battery, I assume.
Yeah, the Argus B360, another really cool compact camera. We've also included the 64 gigabyte of memory. It doesn't have the pan, tilt, zoom, so it has a static fixed lens. But it has a battery built in, and we've also included a 6-watt solar panel. So you don't need any power source for this camera. All you need is a place where you can put it where it gets a bit of sunlight. It comes with a 3-meter cable from the solar panel to the camera. So you can mount, say, the camera on the north-facing side of your property and have the solar panel on the east or west side, depending on which one gets the most sun. So it's another 4K resolution camera. So it's high resolution. It has two-way torque, spotlight, and siren. And it's a really cool camera, but competitively priced also at normally $169.99. And we're also doing promos down to $129 at Best Buy. Yeah, we're doing deal of the days right now in the next couple of months. So we've got some really good promos running on these two cameras.
So the Argus B360 would be for those who don't want a wired solution. And then the only sort of trade-off is that there's no PTZ, pan, tilt, and zoom, but everything else is pretty much the same. 4K resolution, app support, 64 gigs of included storage.
Yep. Spotlight, two-way torque, weather resistant.
And down to $129, so only $10 more on sale than the sale price for the E560. So this lets you choose which one of the two is for you. And I know there are other cameras at RioLink.com as well, Guy.
Yeah, you can learn about all of our products on RioLink.com. We have a wide range also on Amazon.com, BestBuy.com. Costco is also supporting our product line.
Right.
But you can find it all at your major retail outlets.
All right. Awesome. Guy, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Again, the RioLink E-Series, the E560 and the Argus B360. Thanks again, Guy.
Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it.
Summer is officially here. That's right. It started June 20th. For a look at some cool tech for a hot summer, we're joined by digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong. Welcome back to the show, Mario.
Thanks for having me back on. I like that, cool tech for a hot summer. So I partnered with some great brands to help everybody really enjoy the summer. Checked out some really awesome products that I'm happy to share.
All right. So, Mario, let's kick things off with travel, obviously synonymous with summer. What do we need to know?
Well, first and foremost, there are a lot more people traveling. People have been anxious to travel, so that's really ticking up. But one thing that caught my attention is that McAfee has put out a Safer Summer Travel Survey. Everybody can go look this up. It reads there that over 25% of Americans were affected by a travel scam. So with AI scams, deep fakes, all of those things, things are getting harder to detect. So you should check out McAfee Plus for privacy, identity, security, and also scam protection. One thing that I have noticed, too, is that you get a lot of these links coming to us on our phones. And so how can you know if they're safe links before you click on them? So those suspicious links get checked. And the other thing, too, when you travel, I feel like, you know, consumers are smart, but every now and then you could end up on a public Wi-Fi hotspot and not recognize that you're on it. Well, it won't matter because if you use their VPN, you'll be safe using public Wi-Fi. And with McAfee Plus Premium, you'll get all that advanced AI power security. You were probably thinking that I was going to talk about a travel site, but I think before we can even go somewhere, we need to make sure that we're going to be safe on our way getting there and how we're booking and wanting to go there.
This is incredibly important. Yeah, I've written about this before, that it starts even before you travel. When you're researching where to stay, there's lots of scams out
there. That's right.
They look legit, and then your risks increase as you leave your home and you head out because of things like public Wi-Fi hotspots, like you mentioned, and other threats and risks to your data and devices. So yeah, McAfee is what I use as well. Why don't we now pivot and chat about cool innovations for the home this season?
Well, I got two. I got one that's really about the summer season. What happens in the summer? Mother Nature is wreaking havoc, obviously, with hurricanes happening. Heat power outages are going on. So we need a home accessible backup solution. And so the Anker Solix F3800, it's combined that with the Anker Solix home power panel, and you end up having this backup solution during power outages, but it also functions as a solar energy system for everyday use as well. And with the Anker app, you can control and have full management over your home's energy and even reduce your electric bills. It's easy to install. A lot of people may think that what does it take to install something like that? Sounds like it's major. Really, you need one electrician, and the setup only takes an hour. So I would encourage people to go to our website. You can see more video about this, but just go check out the Anker Solix F3800.
Yeah, and I know some of those other Anker Solix products are also ideal, speaking of summer, for camping, for RVing, you know, because you can keep all your devices powered up. It's like a giant power bank, if you will, sometimes on wheels.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, so sometimes on wheels. Yep.
I know the F2000's on wheels, which is so cool. And then it's got, the solar panels as an option. So not just for use at home.
Backyard cookouts. I mean, you need to power up the DJ or the sound system.
Awesome.
You're covered.
Let's now chat about Tuvolo. What do you got from them?
Oh, so Tuvolo is really fun and cool for the summer. And that was a pun that was intended, by the way. Tuvolo Mini Ice Cylinders Squeeze and Release is the name of the product. The reason why it's called Squeeze and Release is because mini ice is really popular right now, and it's the easiest way to make mini ice and get to it. People love the light and chewy texture of mini ice, but you haven't been able to really do this at home in an inexpensive way until now. So it's an innovative cylinder. You fill it with water. You place it in the freezer, wait about 4 to 6 hours, rinse some water on it briefly to just run some warm water over it, and then squeeze, and the mini ice mold just pushes the ice cubes out. And it makes like 2+ drinks. So you squeeze it to pop that ice free, and it'll be great in your iced tea, your iced coffees, cocktail, and more. And it's not like you got to go out and buy a whole ice machine for this. You can just, this is really affordable.
My daughter Maya said it's trendy on TikTok. She was actually showing me the molds with the different colors of the animals and stuff. So, yeah, that's great. Yeah, so Tuvolo, and obviously not too expensive. A couple more minutes with Mario Armstrong when we return, as well as Amber Mack, a tech expert, to chat with us about tech for seniors. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see, They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. A couple more minutes with tech lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, who is joining us to share some summer tech ideas. And then we're going to pivot and chat with Amber Mack, another renowned tech expert, to chat about seniors and technology. Mario, before we end off on Affirm, we should tell our listeners that for pricing on everything we're chatting about today, because it could vary on your region, simply head over to inthenews.tv to check it out and to see these products in action as well. So that goes for everything, including the McAfee subscription, Anchor, Tavolo. And now let's end off with Affirm. This is about summer spending, I believe.
Yeah, and summer spend can happen quick. I mean, right now, family and I were planning a vacation, and I don't know, man, something about summer, I just get a little bit more free about spending.
Sure. It's a mindset.
It is. I'm outside more. You want to do some things, longer nights. You're hanging out later. You're doing things with the family. You're looking for places to go, even if it's local and you know, hopping on planes and trains. But Affirm is really a great way to gain control over your finances, and it's a flexible alternative to credit cards, so you can responsibly pay over time for all the things you need without those late or hidden fees. So if you're making home improvements, or maybe you need to buy some things for some summer entertaining at Walmart, you can get that. Or you're booking your vacation on Priceline, you can shop online and store from thousands of your favorite merchants using the Affirm app or by just using Affirm.com. We even use it for one of our company's products that we sell, and people love that we have that option for people to have that flexible ability to pay things off.
All right, a lot of places are accepting Affirm.
Yeah, they are. Thousands. Okay. I mean, yeah. Lots of merchants. Yeah, just go to Affirm.com and you'll see. But a lot of places are accepting it.
Okay,
sure.
Awesome. All right, and then finally, again, that website, Mario, to get pricing and to read more about and see these items, including photos and videos, links. What would it be again?
Yeah, we got video. You're so right, Mark. It's inthenews.tv. Inthenews.tv is where you go. I really wish everyone to have a great summer. Hope these things bring you some enjoyment or security and safety in your life. And thanks for having me on, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, certainly. Some peace of mind as well. Always great chatting with you, Mario. Have a great summer as well. Take care, bud.
You too, man. I'll see you soon.
Before we head over to chat with Amber Mack, did you know that shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention. So you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card. Nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa deploys advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokens pioneered by Visa as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft because this technology replaces your cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code so that the merchant never sees your actual card number, yet ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, visit
visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. June is Seniors Month, a time to celebrate and support seniors in our communities. And if you know an older adult who loves technology, or hey, maybe that's you, tech expert Amber Mack is here to share three of her favorite picks for aging adults. Hi, Amber. Great to chat with you again.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
So this is a topic that I write about a lot. Everything from like aging in place to help our seniors live longer independently at home to just everyday tools that they can use and leverage like Apple Watch and things like that. So I'm eager to chat with you about it. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, so let's start with health because I think you're exactly right. I mean, this is the thing that excites me the most on the health tech front is that we can help seniors age in place because there's so much great tech in terms of helping them better manage their health at home. So the first pick I have is the Cardia Mobile Personal EKG monitor from Best Buy. And a few things that I love about this device, it makes it really easy to check in on your heart health at home, and you can also track your heart health. So it's a tiny little device, and you simply place your fingers onto the device, and using the app, it will measure your heart health in about 30 seconds. And then once you get all that information, Mark, you're able to take that, and you can actually email it to your doctor, which is super cool. And I know you work with Best Buy as well. What's also great for seniors is that, of course, you can order this device online, or you can pick it up at one of their locations using their quick and easy store pickup. So that can be in as little as an hour. So to me, it feels really exciting to see seniors with the ability to actually manage their health at home and then work with their doctors in this partnership in terms of using tech to really help.
Sounds great. BestBuy.com is where you can learn more. And then speaking of the home, let's now chat about a new camera from TP-Link.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things as well, when we think about seniors aging in place, I mean, everybody wants to stay in their own home as long as possible. And so I really love the TP-Link Tapo C120 security camera. First of all, it works indoors or outdoors, so that's really handy based on where you would want it. Super easy to set up. And this allows anyone who has access, so you provide a family member access, they can keep an eye on your home. What's really cool about this is you have a great picture day and night. It also has smart AI technology, Mark, that helps to identify people, pets, and vehicles, and it only sends you those relevant notifications to actually be able to distinguish between vehicles such as a delivery vehicle versus an ambulance. I just love how AI is coming into the fold to allow us to better keep an eye on our homes for safety and security, and just gives you that peace of mind if you're helping monitor a home for an aging parent, or maybe you're a senior at home and you're away, maybe you're going on vacation, you want to monitor your home as well.
Lots of applications here. You could be a snowbird, right, where you want to keep an eye on the property that you're not at that time of year just for extra peace of mind. Or as you said, if you have a remote caregiver like a daughter or a grandson, with consent, cameras can be a great way to keep a digital eye on how they're doing. Or as you said, even if you're inside the home, Amber, and you've got one of these TP-Link Tapo C120s on the outside of your home, and you can have an idea of what's going on. I like that AI as well, where you're not getting those false positives by detecting different objects like pets and people and couriers and all that. Very cool. A couple more minutes left with Amber Mack when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
To ride themselves, they can do it on their phone or on the web app. You can track their trip status. You can see their estimated time of arrival. All of that information is in that family profile, so it makes it really simple for both the account owner of family profile and the people that you are giving access to be able to better manage transportation. Now, Mark, I think for a lot of kids with parents who are going to medical appointments, for example, knowing that you can order an Uber to your parents' home, or maybe they're staying with you when you're at work, this makes it super, super streamlined, so you're able to ensure they have a safe option to travel wherever they might be, and keeping in mind this will work anywhere that they are in the world where Uber is available.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And again, boils down to peace of mind, being able to have an eye on where your aging parents are going, or even setting up that appointment for them and seeing it on an app, like all the features that many of us take for granted now with Uber. But being able to extend that to other members of the family is great. So that's from Uber. It's the family profile option, which you can learn more about at uber.com. And Amber, for actually all the items that we've chatted about today, is there a website you'd recommend to learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want the links to all of the products and apps that I mentioned today and you're looking for pricing in your region, super easy to head over to my website at ambermack.com, and we have a blog post with all three of these picks that are listed there with a little bit more information and, like I said, all those apps and links that are necessary to give these picks a try. So some really great options, and I think, Mark, I think you and I are on the same page here. I mean, today's seniors, many of them are very tech savvy and they want this tech, so I'm excited to see more options for them.
I hear you. And both of us were both fortunate to have both our parents alive. These are the kinds of things that we now need to consider being the sandwich generation, in fact,
sure.
You know, where tech can be leveraged as a tool to help them live better lives and give us the peace of mind knowing that we can keep a digital eye on them. Amazing stuff. Amber, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much. Again, the website, ambermack.com, M-A-C.com. And you'll see the blog post at the top of the page. Thanks again, Amber. Looking forward to chatting with you again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mark.
Hey, before we wrap up, I wanted to give a shout out to Intel and its Core Ultra PCs. Don't forget about the Facebook live chat, which you can tune into at facebook.com/MarkSaltzman, MarkSaltzman. Hopefully you're hearing this show before Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, because that's when the 45-minute Facebook live chat is, but you can also watch it on demand at facebook.com/MarkSaltzman. If you do watch it live and happen to ask a question, you could be eligible to win this Intel-powered Acer Swift laptop that I'll be providing to a lucky listener, age 18 or older, in the U.S. or Canada. So good luck to you. I'll be talking all about the AI PC and how it's completely going to change your experience with computing to help you get more done in less time. Speaking of computers, I also want to give a shout out to Western Digital and SanDisk, one of its brands, for creating very trusted trustworthy external storage to connect to your computer, whether it's a hard drive or a solid state drive, however you back up your information. It's great that you do it. You can even use free software like Acronis for Western Digital that will automatically back up your computer's contents to the drive on a regular basis, like every night at, I don't know, 3 a.m. kind of thing when you are not likely using your computer. No judging if you do during those hours. But I love external offline storage because you don't have to pay a monthly service fee. It can store a ton of data and you don't have to rely on the internet for it. Love it. WesternDigital.com or SanDisk.com has more. And finally, I did plug Facebook earlier in the Facebook live chat that I'll be hosting on Sunday the 23rd. But if you do want to reach out on social media to say hi, let me know where you're from. If you have tech questions for me or suggestions for upcoming topics or guests on Tech It Out, I'm also on Twitter, now called X, as well as Threads, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn, if you prefer that platform. So look for me, Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Well, hey, have a fantastic rest of your day, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the 351st episode of Tech It Out. If you're listening in podcast form, feel free to leave a star rating or a little review on your favorite platform. It goes a very long way. And please click the share button to send it to a friend or family member. I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-828-3383. That's 800-828-3383. 800-828-3383.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.